Joe and Alex show. School's back in session. Kids learning. Probably not liking that, but does that mean they should be getting in trouble already? Well, apparently some kids already are. 317-239-1009. Whose kid has already gotten into trouble? Maybe it's your kid. Maybe it's the neighbor kid. If you are a parent or a teacher, want to know, what is the kid already getting into trouble for? Let's talk to Austin this morning. Austin, what's going on with your kid?
So yesterday he came home from school with a bad report from his teacher. He was snapping his fingers in one of his classmates' ears and wouldn't stop when the classmate told him to stop.
What? Now, was yesterday the first day of school for your kid?
It'd be the second week.
Okay, so second week. And what grade is your child?
He's in second.
Does he always act that annoying?
At home, yeah, probably.
So is this the first time he's ever gotten in trouble at school, or is this like a pattern?
It was a pattern last year.
But oh, no.
So far, last week, his first week, he did excellent. So
what happened at home? What were the repercussions?
He got his Netflix taken away, his video games taken away. He was not allowed to play with his toys. I made him sit at the kitchen table studying his studying words for the end of the week for the test and reading a book.
Good
and
for you.
Until he went to bed.
That's some good parenting. That's solid.
You just made Liv cringe in fear. You said read a book. She's like, no!
I told him this morning that if he got a bad report again today, that he was grounded the rest of the week instead of just one night.
Wow.
Man, Austin, you don't play, but you sound like a good dad. That's really cool. And thanks for sharing that. You're not alone. There's a bunch of kids, you know, getting in trouble at school.
Great job.
317-239-1009. Now, the reason I, and by the way, we want to hear from you some more, but the reason I brought this up is I have a buddy that's a teacher. Alex, I think one of your good friends is a teacher, too. I don't, they're back in session, but this doesn't sound terrible, but it's just something like that I would do, probably dumb. Have you ever seen maybe adults where they take like a candy bar and maybe it's like a Snickers or something, and they make it look like it's poo or something?
What? Who's
like
doing that?
They melt it?
Kinda, yeah. Like you warm it up in your hand, and like you put it. Okay, I won't say what grade, but it's a boy. This kid in the elementary school took a couple of Snicker bars and kind of like melted them a little bit in his hand, and it looked like there was like
sick
doo doo on the ground of like the in the bathroom.
Sick.
See, that's kind of like smart though, and like conniving. Like that's a plan. Like you got to think that out. You got to like plan that out. That's not just like being like.
Yeah, this kid's smart. These aren't dumb kids. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Daniel. I just had to call in and say, did that guy just say he punishes his children by reading a book?
I think he was making them read more. Like, the kid didn't want to keep on reading. I don't think, like, that's an only punishment. Now, if we were punishing Liv the Web Girl, yes, we'd make her read, like, a Dr. Seuss book.
Like, the only thing that the kid has to do is read. He can't use any of his electronics.
Dr. Seuss books are extremely difficult.
Tell me about it. One fish, two fish.
Yeah, I sent your sarcasm.
Red fish, blue fish. I don't even know what happened. And somebody tell me, I've never seen green eggs. I've seen ham, but I've never seen a green egg in my life.
My school always made green eggs and ham for lunch every single Dr. Seuss day.
Oh, really? We always did kegs and eggs for football.
At your
games.
School?
I mean, at U of L.
In college.
Okay.
In elementary school, they made us green eggs and ham.
I was like, what?
I've never heard of green eggs.
You put food coloring in it.
Yeah, you just dye them, that's all.
No, you let them out and rot on the counter.
To be fair, I love Liv. Liv probably thought that like green beer was just like made only by leprechauns or something.
Probably.
Of course.
Well, it was, so.
It is.
Joe. All right, it's the Joe and Alex show.